folks, Mitch is hosting the Guardians postgame coming up tomorrow after Guardians Tigers game one. He's hosting with Jake Volnick. We're going to be talking some baseball. Mitch, I have a question for you.
I heard you.
You weren't going to respond? It's a radio show. Are you going to respond?
Yes.
Thank you.
Not respond to this either. This
show is going to be fantastic. You're going to call in and go, Mitch, what happened in inning five? And he's going to go,
oh, now he's mad.
Oh, he's mad. Mitch, do you believe that the Guardians need a deep postseason run to ensure Jose makes the Hall of Fame?
It certainly would help because he's been arguably...
Certainly would help is not the answer. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me why.
Well, because other than Otani and Judge, he's probably been the overall all-around best player in Major League Baseball over the past, what, 5 to 6 seasons? And if you get a run like this, it adds to not only your Hall of Fame candidacy, but your legacy, especially playing for one team, which helps.
I don't want to risk anything with him. He's been, I believe he is a 5-time All-Star. I think he's finished in, no, 6-time All-Star now, right? He has finished in the top 5 in MVP voting, I think 4 times. This will be his 5th, if I'm not mistaken. His postseasons have not been terrible. I know that we were very critical of Francisco Lindor while he was here with postseasons. His postseasons have not been terrible. They haven't been, he hasn't been Reggie Jackson out there or anything.
Well, he hasn't had huge moments in a while.
No, I don't want him to get caught in the wash, though. I want to make sure he has everything. Yes.
It's going to be, if he could make a run, if the Guardians could do something World Series-wise.
It's a shoo-in.
I mean, think about the guys in this generation that he's going up against as Hall of Famers, right? Mike Trout, he's great. The best player that we had seen until Shohei, but no playoff. Absolutely no playoff, like, standout moment. Shohei doesn't have one yet.
Hasn't had a chance.
Bryce Harper has some playoff, acumen, but it would definitely help propel him. And anytime that you argue with anyone, as a Cleveland fan, when you argue with somebody else about, well, he's no Mike Trout. Like, yeah, Mike Trout doesn't win. Who cares?
Yeah.
Great stats.
The guys you'd be looking at would be like Adrian Beltre, Scott Rolen, just in terms of guys that made the Hall of Fame that we were borderline throughout their entire careers, but they were able to play, I think, for, was it Beltre 17 years, Rolen 20? Yeah. Okay, so right now, Jose, is this his 12th or 13th year? So he just needs to keep doing this because those guys took off into the 30s. And this is when you need to start stockpiling, and he had a great season. This is exactly the type of year. Now he has to go do it again and again and again.
That 40-40-40 would have been great.
Would have been great because that would have been up there. And he got,
he
got denied a game 162. Yeah. He got denied that final game. He played in 158 games this year, but he got denied an extra opportunity. That's why we were joking. Hey, can they count his stats in the simulation? If he's hitting off Bart Swain, can they count that and put it up on the list? So that's kind of what we're monitoring right now. And the overall accounting stats, I mean, 255 career home runs. You know, that's why he has to do this for another 5 years. That's why he needs to, his base running helps him big time, no doubt.
Yeah. I don't want there to be a question. Like, if they win the World Series, he's a shoo-in, that's it. Because of the 76 years, because they don't do anything without. I can't imagine them winning a World Series and he's just 0-for-4 every time he goes up there.
The discount comes into his favor then, right?
I'm sorry?
The hometown discount comes into his favor. If they win it and he's the guy that said, I'll take less to be here because this is where I want to be, he's the face of the franchise.
Yes, but if they just lose this series, then it's like, well, when's the next time you're going back? Can we do it? I think a lot of Guardians fans are shaking their heads saying, he's definitely a Hall of Famer. You got to make sure of these things. You want, because I think of two guys. Omar's a bad example anymore. I have to use him for baseball because the accusations, and he's done every interview he can to dispel any of that stuff. I don't know where the truth lies, but I think that that's part of it that has knocked that vote way down. But before, he was known as a compiler, and I'm like, well, you're playing a tough position for a long time. It was the same thing with Clay Matthews. You're playing a very tough physical position for a long time. That should stand for something, not just being a compiler. It wasn't like he was sitting on benches for the last 10 years of his career. He was a great ball player, and Clay Matthews was a great football player. And for Jose, Jose has done a lot of great things, but I do think he gets caught up in judge. Otani. Trot. Ramirez. Bobby Witt. Ramirez.
He's always getting overshadowed. I mean,
it's
Philip Rivers, right? It's what happened with Philip Rivers in any NFL, and that's why we're always debating whether Philip Rivers will have a shot. And listen, the playoff moments are a big deal. You do have, you know, for a guy who's not going to have the big home run totals over the course of his career, he's got to have some postseason stuff to really have a shot here. You know, I'm just comparing, you brought up Bryce Harper. I'm just comparing, and it's not even close. Like, across the board, on base, plus slugging, and
yeah.
It's not
now,
even
the difference
same.
Between them, obviously, is Bryce Harper was the number one pick and was, he's one of the few baseball number one picks that you knew about.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in high school and people were talking about him
yeah.
nationally. Jose's come from out of nowhere, seemingly, and turned into, you know, the franchise's cornerstone.
Yeah, he's...
But you're right. He's got to do something in this playoff to separate himself from his contemporary.
I'm surprised. I thought I'd get a lot of pushback on that people thought he was already in. I'm surprised. I'm glad you guys feel the same way I do,
love
clearly.
I would say he's already in, but...
You can't guarantee it.
He hasn't told me that yet.
Not with voters. You can't guarantee it with them. Who knows what they're going to be thinking. I'd like to think that since...
I mean, eventually those voters are going to...
age out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to think with them aging out, but who knows where our tastes are going to be, with writers' tastes are going to be, who are voting for the Hall of Fame in 10 years or 20 years. I don't know what they're going to look at. And if it's, I would like to think that the people who write about baseball now and for the future are more in tune with baseball. Because that's one of the criticisms of the Heisman Trophy. I think that there's people, they watch one game, that's it, because they cover that team. And then everything else is hearsay, and they might get a chance to watch bowl games, but by that time, you're done. So that's it. Or conference championship games. But by that time, basically, people's minds are made up. You hear things, you can get a push going. That's why I have a hard time believing Travis Hunter will win it. But that's a different story for a different day, even though I think that he should win it.
I've got Harold Fannin Jr. as my number one in the Heisman.
He won't shut up about Harold Fannin Jr.
Number one PFF ranking in all of college football.
I bet former McKinley Bulldogs, too. I like the pups, but I mean, Lord almighty, it won't shut up.
He's the best player in college football right now, according to PFF.
It's the best tight end in college football.
No. Number one PFF score.
Wait a minute, he's higher than Travis Hunter?
Yes.
Okay, that's a flawed system, don't you think?
I have a shrine to PFF, and Harold Fannin, I'll have the call coming up this weekend.
The original PFF guys aren't even there.
I will fix your life right now from the earlier segment. You didn't know how you were going to balance doing the call of this Harold Fannin game versus whoever he's playing or watching the Hackren. Guardians. You called him Hackren in the break. I was like, why? I'm just making that up.
I was about to say, you never know who's listening.
Reckless speculation.
But I will just send this tape over and they can play this during the game and you can watch the Guardians.
You won't shut up about the Harold Fannin Jr.
The highlights, I mean, what he did against Texas A&M, what he did against Penn State.
What did
they
do against Old Dominion?
What did he do against Old Dominion? He had 12 catches, 175 yards.
Can I get if Harold Fannin gets a big touchdown tomorrow, can I get a Harold Fannin, the flames of the Akron defense?
What number is he?
Number zero.
All right, Joe, just circle number zero. Don't let him beat you. We're going to get away with a win here. Let's get going. Back to the Guardians. If you leave it in voters' hands, you never know what you're going to get out of it. It's not a political statement. If you leave it in the voters' hands of the Halls of Fame, I don't know what they're going to be feeling in 10 years, and it could be home runs. He hits home runs, but it's the other things that he does as an all-around ball player. I'd like to think that the writers are more in tune with the sport in the future than what they've even been in the past, but I can't guarantee that. So I need to do as much as I can, or I want him to do as much as he can to guarantee that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I think he has a really good shot, even right now, just right now. But a postseason run would do a lot to strengthen it. A World Series, that I think would guarantee.
A potential knocking Aaron Judge out of the playoffs.
That would do a lot to do so as well.